The following podcast is brought to you by Astro Panda Productions. For more information or to find other great shows, visit astropandaproductions.com or visit the Astro Panda Productions page on blogtalkradio.com.
So here we are again, Jordan.
Hello. Part again.
Two.
Part two?
Yeah, we're doing this again. Music episode.
Music episode.
Yep. I enjoyed it the last time.
I did
thought it
too.
Was great.
It
was... I really love this. I could do this show like just all the time.
Well, but the thing about this is that we just get to chill and jam and listen to music and, you know, we don't actually have to remember how a movie goes.
That's true.
We're not like, okay, what's next? Make sure we have, you know, enough time to fill up with information and facts. So
right. We don't do that, though.
No, we don't. We just kind of fly by the seat of our pants.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jordan. You go first.
Okay. My first choice is by a band called Rilo Kiley, led by a woman named Jenny Lewis. She was a child star kind of actress, and then she formed her own band in 1998. The name of the song is called Portions for Foxes. It is my favorite song by them. I heard this when I was either a freshman or a sophomore in high school by a good friend of mine named Peyton, and he said, you have to listen to this song. I think you'll really enjoy it. And then when I heard it, I was just like, holy crap, I need to find out the rest about this band. I mean, like I said, they've been around since 1998, so they have a ton of albums. She's done a lot of solo albums. She's done a lot of collaborative albums. So I would definitely check her out. She's very like indie folk. But if I was to start my own band or have like a music career, I would definitely form it after Jenny Lewis or Rilo Kiley, if you will.
I've never heard of her. This is exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
and she's real pretty and she's real into you. And then she's sleeping inside of you. And the talking leads to touching. Then the touching leads to sex. And then there is no mystery left. And it's bad news. I don't blame you. I do the same thing. I get lonely too. And you're bad news. My friends tell me to leave you. That you're bad news, bad news, bad news. You're bad news, baby, you're bad news. And you're bad news, baby, you're bad news. And you're bad news, I don't care, I like you. And you're bad news.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's a perfect song to start this thing with.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny to me because it's probably the most upbeat song that I've heard about Friends with Benefits.
Yeah.
Like, that's what that song is about, basically. Right. And so, but you're just like, yeah, this is awesome. She has a similar one that is like real happy and poppy about breaking up.
Really?
Like, yes, it is. It's awesome. And
how
if
have
you,
I not heard of these people?
Yeah.
She's great.
She is great. And she's gorgeous.
You were air drumming the whole time.
I was.
That drum track is fantastic.
It is. Yeah. And that's how many times I've listened to it, is that I know exactly like the ba-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So what's your first one?
Okay. So here's the deal. I've been on a real 90s kick here lately.
Yeah.
It's kind of where I'm from. SA. Yeah. And so all my songs are going to be from the 90s.
Hey, there's nothing wrong
with
that.
Sorry about that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
The first one is like, this was the first, I guess, alternative band that I really got into. I don't really want to describe it as alternative, but like 90s alternative.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's not grunge, but it's not fucking Tori Amos either.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Have you ever heard Urge Overkill?
I have.
Well, this song is called Sister Havana. It kind of brings me back every time I hear it. And I've been hearing it a lot lately. I've been jamming on Apple Music, their 90s alternative channel, and they tend to play this a lot.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. This song is just silly, but it sounds awesome. It's got, you know, shredding guitar riffs, and it's just real fast and upbeat, and I just love it. Gets me going. Here it is.
Every day just like a vacation.
So it's ridiculous. It's a silly song, but I love it. It kind of marks, in my mind, the start of the 90s.
I was just instantly reminded of Collective Soul.
Yeah, kind of, sort of, yeah. I think that's fair. They do kind of sing similarly.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was a kid, when I was like 13 years old and this song was getting played on MTV, I just thought that this guy, Nash Kato, their singer, would, cool fucking name, by the way.
Yeah.
I just thought he was the coolest motherfucker, too, man.
Yeah.
I wanted to grow my hair out like him and get the shades. I didn't do it. But I wanted to really bad. Turns out I can't grow hair like his. It just froze out. So, yeah, couldn't do it.
All your dreams were dashed upon the rocks of the 90s.
Yes, yes. Aside from right now, because everything's so awesome, the 90s were like the best time of my life. Like when I was 13, 14 years old, I was living in Austin, Texas. The best fucking place in the world to be.
Yeah, of course.
In the 90s, in the early 90s. It was just a blast, and this song always brings me back there.
I
loved it.
See, in the 90s, I was still a small child, and so I know. I don't even know what I was listening to. My first real memory of music that I listened to was like 90s country that my dad listened to. Like all of that old, like
country
late
80s. Country was so big in the 90s.
Early 90s.
It was a phenomenon.
I can sing every word to those songs.
Me too.
And I don't even really like country all that much.
Me either. But growing up in Texas, you're going to hear that shit.
Well, yeah, of course.
That's just all there is to it.
Of course.
And some of that stuff was good. I didn't enjoy any country when I was a kid. I thought it was awful. But now that I'm older and kind of calmed down, I think it's great. Yeah, I kind of miss 90s country music, as weird as it sounds. I miss Garth Brooks. Remember when he tried to be like an emo guy?
My brother bought that CD.
It was a fucking disaster.
Hey, but it kind of was like one of those things where he had reached the very tip top of anything he
That's
could
true.
Do. So he was like, I'm going to do this new thing. It's not going to hurt me at all. And yeah. It really didn't. It was actually pretty successful. I mean, it was really weird and nobody understood why, but it was.
There were some good songs
good
on it. I heard it.
There was a half naked nurse in the little pull out little.
Was
booklet.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
She was. Well, OK, so she was a nurse and she had like bright red underwear and like a bra. And I just remember going through it and being like, Garth Brooks, what?
That is pretty weird. But it was kind of fashionable to put naked women in your liner notes back then.
Yeah, I guess
White Zombie did it. Smashing Pumpkins did it. Yeah, it was a thing. Liner notes used to be a big fucking deal. Back in the days before MP3s and shit like that, man.
That's how I learned the lyrics to all of my favorite songs.
Right? What's your next song?
My next song is actually kind of a new one for me, and when I say new, it means that I only discovered it in the last 2 weeks, but I can't stop listening to it.
Fantastic.
It's by a band called Saint Motel. They are Los Angeles based. They're kind of indie prog or dream pop, as they are so called, and I found them listening to the Bleachers radio playlist on Spotify. Like, I was listening to Bleachers and this came on and I was like, what is this? And the name of the song is called Puzzle Pieces. I don't even really know how to describe it, but it's just so much fun. It makes me happy the moment that it comes on. And I want to learn the very beginning, like, piano part, because it's super fun. I went and listened to a bunch of their other songs, and I was just super impressed. They're really, really good.
I've heard Saint Motel, but I have never heard this song.
You'll like it. It's fun.
The trouble is, it's just so obvious. I still see all the lines of surgery remnants where you cut away, left your flaws behind in the ether. Face of puzzle pieces that don't fit together.
to take you all apart and put you back again. Your face is canvas and your own body serves as your easel. It's just so hard to quit when you're hooked on it. You're just a junkie craving one more plastic fix. Keep you up to date with all the latest trends of the seasons. Face of puzzle pieces that don't fit together.
That was a blast.
Yeah, it was a blast. And okay, so this kind of reminds me of why I remember loving music videos so much, because if you hadn't guessed already, to whoever's listening, we were watching the video, and the video is basically this band who's playing for this couple who's dancing, and the male dancer gets hurt, and so the lead singer of the band has to take his place, and he's like, he doesn't know the routine and he's real nervous, and there's like a part where he like throws up in the toilet, and it's all from first person perspective, right, which is super interesting. But it just reminded me of why I love music videos so much.
That video was beautiful.
It was beautifully shot.
I loved every shot of it.
Yeah.
I do photos and video, and that's kind of like my style. That's my jam. I think that's like the prettiest music video I've seen.
Yeah, and it was very different. The music fit with it perfectly, and it's such a fun song.
Yeah, it really is.
When I turn this song on, I'm just instantly like, yes. Oh, it's just so fun. So
it is. It is. You know, I actually feel a whole lot better after hearing it than I did when I started recording. Yeah. Because I was kind of dragged out a little bit when we started this, but now I'm starting to get in the spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was great. I love that song.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Your turn.
My turn. Okay. So I was going to do a bunch of 90s songs, but that song made me want to do some more indie stuff.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So this is probably a popular song. I bet a lot of our listeners have heard this song already. It's a band called Group Love. Yeah. You like Group Love?
What song?
Colors.
Oh, you yes. Like Colors? Yes.
Yeah.
I love that song.
In the last episode, I played that song Alligator by Ballpark Music.
Which I listen to all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
This song kind of reminds me of that, in that it's like this slow building crescendo that kind of in the end really pays off. I guess I just really like that in music. There's a few other songs that do that, and I always get a kick out of it.
Yeah. They were on one of my lists. Tongue Tied was actually on my list, and I was trying to still decide if I wanted to do it or not.
That was the song that got me into Group Love.
Yes.
But at this point, I feel like that song is kind of beneath them, you know?
Oh, I agree. I agree.
I mean, like, it was a good song when it came out, but hearing their other stuff, that kind of seems like more of a commercial hit. Even some of the stuff that they have that is a commercial hit doesn't sound like commercialized music, even though it kind of is.
I mean, they're definitely not underground indie anymore.
No.
I mean, since Tongue Tied came out, they're headlining their own tours. They've come a long way since then, for sure.
You know, this song kind of reminds me of, like, if Modest Mouse was good, it would sound like this.
Okay.
Here it is, Colors by Group Love.
Yeah, I am a man, man, man. Up in the air, and I run around, round, round, round this town, and act like I don't care. So when you see me flying by the planet's moon, you don't need to explain if everything's changed. Just know I'm just like you.
south, south, dead, blood on the wall, 'cause he couldn't face the truth. Oh, knock that down, leave the ground and find some space, and tell your friends, friends, you'll be back again, again, before it's too late. It's the colors you have, no need to be sad, it really ain't that
this song. It's just beautiful. I love the background vocals, all the screaming.
Mm-hmm.
There's just screams. I guess Alligator had the same thing going on, didn't it?
I didn't really notice it, though. I guess I was just like so focused on the music and the lyrics that I didn't notice. Or maybe it just goes so well with it that you're not like going, man, there's just a bunch of screaming. I can't concentrate.
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe I have a background vocal fetish or something. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, but I just can't help but think, like, that guy looks like somebody that I dated in high school.
Oh,
and so
no.
I'm sitting there going, this is weird, but kind of cool at the same time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I love that song, and I'm probably going to listen to it when I drive home, too, just, like, screaming with them.
Yeah, I read up a little bit on these guys when I first found out about them, and they're like a bunch of hippie art students that were living in an art collective commune in Greece.
That
and that's how they met.
Right.
And then they came to LA and were like an instant hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love it.
That's cool.
Love it. What do you got for us, Jordan?
Okay. So my next artist, her name is Cella Sue. Cella Sue is a Belgian musician and songwriter. The very first time that I heard her, I thought it was Amy Winehouse. That's kind of what her voice sounds like. She doesn't sing quite as much and as deep as Amy Winehouse did, but I don't know. There's just something about her. Now, the name of the song is called Faya. Came out in 2011. It's really, really chill. I mean, just something that you put on and you're lounging around and you're just jamming.
Understand. Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, oh. See, I just have those moments when the darkness inside takes over control. And then I'm shaking like inside my head.
That was awesome.
Like, you're totally not expecting that, and she gets all like in it. This is a song that I listen to when I'm getting ready in the morning and I kind of feel like shit, because she's basically just like, I have this thing inside of me that's telling me to stop and to quit, but I'm not gonna let it, and I'm gonna sing the song, I'm gonna do the thing that I'm meant to do. It's super cool to me, and her voice is just so raw and just gravelly, and I love it so much. I wish that I could sing like that sometimes.
She's amazing. Yeah. This is one of the things I love about doing these kinds of things with you, Jordan, is I get to hear some music I've never heard before. I'm going to be bumping Celia Cruz in my car from now on.
Yeah, you should, yeah. Because it'll really boost your spirits, and then you also get to listen to some kick-ass music behind her.
Yeah.
Because she's got some really talented musicians working with her, and I mean, on every song, it's just either like a cool beat, or it's chill, or I mean, there's nothing wrong with listening to her in your car all the time.
Yeah, that's great. Good pick.
Yeah, thanks. You're next.
All right. Going back to the 90s. So we're gonna rewind it a little bit. It's a band called Fountains of Wayne. Have you heard them?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And it's Radiation Vibe. You know this song?
I have not heard that song. No. Is this Stacy's mom?
Yeah, this is Stacy's mom, Fountains of Wayne. Sorry about that. This song is okay. Much less obnoxious.
Good.
And really catchy. I love it. Here it is. It's called Radiation Vibe.
Are you alone now? Did you lose the monkey?
It's just so 90s. Like, yeah. I feel like I got transported back for just a little bit.
It really is. And that's kind of what I like about this song. It still feels like that era when I listen to it.
No, I really like the song, though. Well, especially because the very first exposure that I had to them was Stacey's mom. And so when you hear something like this, you're like, oh, okay. They actually, like, have talent and know what they're doing. They're not just playing some one-hit wonder that makes you want to throw things every time you hear it.
It feels like a good summer jam, and you know, it's kind of mellow, kind of, I don't know what the hell it's about, but it makes me happy. I don't know why.
Well, so, that's all that matters.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah. So what have you got for us next, Jordan?
Okay, so my next one is by a band called Lord Huron. They are a Los Angeles-based band. Again, most of my favorite indie bands either come from Los Angeles or Seattle, which is, you know, I'm picking up on the pattern here. But they came out with their first album called Lonesome Dreams. It was released in 2012. I love all of their music. And it, again, it's just music that you can get lost to. I play it when I'm going on a long road trip. It's just very calm and makes you think. And anyway, so the name of the song is called Ends of the Earth. You know, I hear songs and I imagine things like a movie scene, and I feel like this is a song that I would be playing, like, while I'm getting my hypothetical but will never happen engagement pictures, and people are like, oh, it's so beautiful. Like, that's kind of what I imagine this song. So, anyway. Shut up.
There you go.
Oh, there's a river that winds on forever. I'm gonna see where it leads. Oh, there's a mountain that no man has mounted. I'm gonna stand on the peak. Out there's a land that time don't command. Wanna be the first to arrive. No time for pondering why I'm wandering on while we both survive. To the ends of the earth, would you follow me? There's a world that was meant for us to see. To the ends of the earth, would you follow me? Living the life you've been given, if all you do.
you were standing in place. I'm on a river that winds on forever. Follow till I get where I'm going. Maybe I'm heading to die, but I'm still gonna try. I guess I'm going alone.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
I love that. It reminds me of one of my all-time favorite bands, Vampire Weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much so. The video was a little weird, though. I mean, it was like a cartoon spaghetti western thing, and then at the end, everyone exploded.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Were they all vampires?
I don't know. It's hard to tell.
It was very much like there was a escaped convict on the train, and the guy was like, you know.
Yeah, there was some MacGuffin, like a ball of heat or something that was like
I don't know
it was bizarre, but it was cool.
It was cool.
So how'd you get into this guy? Where'd you go?
Well, it's kind of interesting because I always find really cool bands on Spotify, and I can't even tell you what artists I was listening to get to Lord Huron. This came up and I was like, what is this? This is awesome. I mean, the whole album is kind of like this. Like, they have slower stuff and more like melodic stuff, but it's just fantastic, and it makes me feel good. And again, it's one of those albums you listen to on a summer day. You roll down the windows and you let your hand just go through the waves of the air. Like, that's what I think of whenever I listen to it.
For sure. I really liked it. In this song, it feels like all the space is full of sound. There's so many layers of things going on, and so many different kinds of sounds. And you know, if you listen to this song 10 times, you probably would hear it 10 different ways.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And all of their songs are like that. And some of them have the same kind of slower beginning, and then it like revs up, and it's very, you know, it just takes you on a journey until the end. And you're like, whoa, that was awesome.
Yeah. So, well, I certainly got that from this track. I really like it.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
What about you?
More 90s for your face.
Woo!
This song is by The Replacements. You remember those guys?
Sort of. It's kind of a little bit. It's ringing the bells of time in my head.
Well, they had a couple of hits in the 90s. They're pretty good. This song is about kids that don't fit in. Orphans and stoners and layabouts and misfits and all manner of broken things. It's called Bastards of Young. It's kind of a Gen X anthem for the downtrodden. I love it. It always brings me back. Air Cubs.
Fulfilled, glad to wait on the
Was that fucking angsty enough for you?
Oh, yeah. My angst button was pushed.
I'm telling you. The whole video was just a speaker with a guy sitting in front of it. There really wasn't much to it. Mm-hmm. It's probably the most 90s video you'd ever see. So what did you think?
I liked it a lot, actually. And if I had been a teenager in the 90s, I probably would have been blasting this in my room to
hell
the point
yeah.
where my mom's like, turn it down. I don't want to hear that.
That's exactly what I was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. It's just a jam. Just get you pumped up.
Yeah, for just, sure. Yeah. And it almost sounds like it'd be in a 90s coming of age film. You know?
It probably was. I would be really surprised if it wasn't in some 90s movie. It's been an Ethan Hawke movie, no doubt. I'm sure.
So, Ethan
Hawke. Something with
Ethan Hawke
has had that song in it. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm kind of torn between my last two songs. I feel like I've been doing like really happy, like upbeat songs, and the last song that I want to do is not quite upbeat, but I love it so much. So I'm going to go with it anyway. I'm just going to go with my gut because I can. So this next song is called Bear, and it's by a group called Wilds. It's spelled W-I-L-D-E-S. It is a group that is that was formed out of Melbourne, Australia, led by a singer named Lachlan Bryan. She's beautiful. And this is a song that I've actually been learning on the piano, and I'll probably do a cover of it soon. It's kind of sad, but at the like again, this is a song that I just turn on and roll down my windows and just sing at the top of my lungs. I love it so, so much. So, you know, sorry, not sorry for going out on a more mellow note.
Maybe I'm not scared, or you're thinking of
What a voice.
I know, right? I know. It gives me chills. Like, I just love it so much. And it is kind of sad. Obviously, it is about heartbreak. I don't know. It feels like she like pulled the lyrics out of my soul and just wrote them down. And I was just like, oh my God, I felt every single thing that you're saying right now. And the rest of their music is really good too. She's just got such this like melodic flowing voice. I mean, she's great. So
yeah, it seems like one of those songs that you can just kind of get lost in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Is the rest of the album like that?
Yeah, actually, it is. It's enjoyable for sure. So if you ever want to just like chill and maybe if you're like wanting to be in a good mood, you might not listen to it. But, you know, not all of her songs are real sad and depressing. So,
well, I have the ability to listen to songs and not really process the lyrics.
Yeah.
If they sound good, I can just enjoy them, even if they're horrible lyrics, which the Decemberists.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
They're really good at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're just like going along. But if you're ever, like, look at the lyrics.
Yeah, this is good. And then you open the lyrics and it's about dead babies. Fuck.
Or like a sailor lost at sea.
Oh, yeah. The Hazards of Love. I love that whole record.
Me too.
That's so fucking good.
It's a perfect album from start to finish. Yeah. And it tells the most beautiful story.
It's
love
a concept
that
record. We should do something about that on its own. Maybe we do a Hazards of Love thing.
That would be awesome.
It's one of the greatest concept albums ever made.
Yeah, it's great.
One of the big ones. So
what about you for your last one?
Oh, my last one. Okay, well, I guess I got to bring us back up from that.
Yeah. Pull us back up to Happy Land.
All right. The first time we did this, I played a song by Butch Walker. I believe it was Bodegas and Blood.
Uh-huh.
This is another song by Butch Walker, but this is when he played for a band called Marvelous Three.
Okay.
This is a 90s song because it was written in the 90s, probably. It came out in 2000. So
okay.
I'm just skating on the edge there of it being a 90s song. But it still feels like a 90s song to me.
Yeah.
But anyways, the whole reason I'm playing this, it doesn't speak to me in any magical way. I just think it's fucking pretty and I want you to hear it.
Okay.
Calling radio Tokyo, the lines are down, you go. elevator to the second floor, and there was no more.
Calling the answer.
Kind of reminded me of, like, a little bit. Did you ever listen to My Chemical Romance's Head First for Halos? And it kind of starts out like that, like very melodic, and then it just like jumps into this like guitar solo and like crazy drums, and you're like, yeah, hell yeah. That's kind of how I felt listening to this, because it had the like the piano at the beginning, and you're like, oh, this is real nice, and then it's like, brah!
Yeah, but it still stays pretty.
It does.
Through the whole song. I feel like this song was one of like the lost gems of the 90s. Butch Walker himself is kind of a lost gem of the 90s, but this song should have been huge.
Yeah, I'm definitely adding that to my playlist and listening to it, you know, yeah. Like on long car drives.
Listen to the whole record. Listen to the whole Marvelous 3 catalog. They're all hits. See,
really?
That's the thing about Butch Walker. He's this amazing hit maker that never really made a hit. Every single one of his songs sounds like it could be a number one song, but he just never got there.
That kind of makes me sad.
But he's a very talented and very successful music producer. You have heard his work in many number one songs.
I'll have to look into that and find out which ones.
So he's out there. He's very well respected as a producer.
I figured that'd be the way to go, though, is that you do music for X amount of years and then you just produce and help write songs for the top artists in the world and make tons of money doing it. I mean, you're basically still doing what you love. You're just not out in front or in a band or touring or anything. But,
well, I think if you had written so many amazing songs and seen them all not be hits, you'd probably want to kind of do that too. But like I say, Butch Walker's very successful. He ain't hurting for nothing. This is one of my favorite songs from Marvelous 3. And Marvelous 3 is one of my favorite bands from the 90s. So
I'll have to look into that. I'm definitely going to, for sure. Man, these are so much fun. I love these so much. They put a smile on my face. And that's the cool thing about music, is that it doesn't really matter what mood you're in. You turn on a specific song and your whole mood just changes, or it amplifies your mood or whatever. Like, there's somebody out there who is singing exactly what you're feeling.
That's right.
Or singing exactly what you need to hear. And that's what I love about music. And you can share it with people and people will instantly become attached. That's just the cool thing about music.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to our very special music episode. You know, we have other podcasts that we're a part of. We do Dumpster Fire Cinema, which, duh, you're listening to it. We also are a part of Very Dark, Very Quick. We just came out with an episode about Six, which was hilarious, by the way.
Did you like it?
I did. I liked it a lot. And I'm also part of a podcast called Queens of the Millennial Age. We're kind of behind schedule. Our schedules are very, very, like, kind of topsy-turvy. But, you know, we're getting it out there. We're doing it. Leave us alone, okay? You know, we're also part of a group called the Waco Film Group. And we're steadily putting together a bunch of really cool videos. We've started doing a segment called Onichan News. It's awesome. You can find that on YouTube under the Onichan channel name.
Onichan Productions.
Onichan Productions, that's correct. Now, you can find Dumpster Fire Cinema on all the social medias. We are on Twitter at DF Cinema. We're on Facebook as Dumpster Fire Cinema. We're at the same thing for Gmail. If there's a particular song that you want us to listen to and talk about, if there's a particular movie, or if you want to just, you know, send us a bunch of hate, we'll be appreciative of that too. You know, we won't discriminate.
I will.
Aaron will, so just be careful.
I'm going to discriminate the hell out of you. You're going to feel it.
feel the discrimination. Feel it. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I hope you had fun, and I hope that maybe you heard some new music that you're going to go out there and look for. So stay tuned for some more fun, awesome stuff, and we'll see you later. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Gangstafar Cinema. Be sure to tell your friends. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play.
Somebody's going to send me a bomb in the mail for that modest mouse crack, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Fuck me.